This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. More air raid sirens sounded over Ukraine's capital of Kyiv on Saturday. The mayor of Ukraine's capital said earlier that the city's metro system was back in service and all residents had been reconnected to water supply a day after the latest wave of Russian airstrikes on critical infrastructure. Ukrainian officials also said that Russia fired more than 70 missiles on Friday in one of its biggest attacks since the Kremlin's February 24th invasion. It was forcing emergency blackouts throughout the country. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko also said that heating had been restored to about half the city and that electricity had been returned to two-thirds prior to Saturday's attacks. Peru's president, Dina Boluarte, said on Friday that her transitional government was listening to the demands of Peruvians who had legitimately raised their voices, adding that the violence that's erupted throughout the country must stop. Boluarte took over for Pedro Castillo after he sought to dissolve the Congress ahead of the lawmakers' third attempt to impeach him. Protests continued across the country Friday, with those taking part demanding Castillo's freedom. Rescuers working in using tracking dogs and excavators are scouring through rubble and mud to search for 12 people who are still missing after a landslide in Malaysia killed 21, some 50 kilometers north of the capital of Kuala Lumpur. The search director told reporters that the search for survivors could last up to 7 days. The search was briefly halted for a few hours overnight due to rain and resumed earlier on Saturday for those still missing. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Elon Musk has tweeted that the Twitter accounts of journalists that were recently suspended will be reinstated following polls for the accounts to be reactivated. Nearly 6% of the respondents called for the accounts to be reinstated immediately. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman was one of the journalists who had his account suspended and subsequently reinstated following Musk's announcement. The fine for having a firearm in a carry-on piece of luggage in the United States is going up. The Associated Press's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The federal agency tasked with airport security says so far this year, officers have stopped a record number of guns going through airport security. The Transportation Security Administration says it's anticipating that by the end of the year, they will have nabbed about 6,600 weapons. In response, the agency says it's increasing the maximum civil penalty for firearms violations to almost $15,000. Firearm possession laws vary by location, but they are never allowed in carry-on bags at any airport security checkpoint, even if a passenger has a concealed weapons permit. Passengers transporting firearms must do so in a locked case, in checked baggage, and they must also declare the firearm to the airline. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Japan on Friday unveiled its biggest military buildup since World War II with a $320 billion plan that will ready it for sustained conflict, citing concerns that China will pose a regional threat. From Reuters News Agency, Freddie Joyner reports.
The government fears Russia's invasion of Ukraine will encourage Beijing to attack Taiwan and threaten nearby Japanese islands. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida branded Japan as being at a turning point in history. Tokyo also fears an attack by China could put a potential stranglehold on sea lanes that supply Middle East oil, as well as disrupt supplies of advanced semiconductors. China accused Japan of making false claims about its military activities in the new security strategy, according to a statement from its new embassy in Japan.
Reuters reporter Freddie Joyner. Police say at least 5 people were killed in a gun battle with security forces outside South Sudan's central bank in the capital of Juba. Spokesman Major General Daniel Justin said late on Friday that he denied reports that a robbery attempt was taking place at the bank. He said armed people had stolen money from a parked car near the petroleum ministry. He also said all were South Sudanese nationals. The central bank, in a statement, confirmed the incident did occur outside its premises and said that calm had returned. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.